Well, today is kind of a cold day, but the sun's peeking out right now, and it is 20 after 3. So I'm going to try to get a little bit of this done. This is number 7171. What was your favorite thing to do with your husbands early in your relationship and then later on? That needs a lot of thinking on that, Chris. Well, with Bud, I love going horseback riding with him and rounding up the cattle, doing a lot of riding. That was always a lot of fun, and then we always enjoyed going down to a show and then going into the Star Cafe, and where a lot of people like to go, and that was about our only real restaurant that we had in Haley at the time, and for a long time, in fact. And then later, and then going home. One time, as we were going home, we got to see the Northern Lights, which is the most I've ever seen them. They were absolutely gorgeous, just from one tip of the mountains and then clear across the valley, clear the tip over on the other side. They were just brilliant, all colors. That was something that we had never really seen that much of, that beautiful. That was something to remember through all these years, because that's going on. Oh, gee, yeah. That was still in 45, 46 and through there. Then we used to go over to the company ranch and take a whole cattle or go see how the cattle change the water and stuff like that, where we irrigated on the pastures and stuff and had a swimming pool, warm swimming pool that we went in, and that come hit me just right underneath my chin if I hold my chin up. But we could swim in that, and that was a lot of fun. Always to go to Sawtooth Valley, because for years and years and years, that was always home to me. No other place was ever home. But after a long time, it finally got to be home over in Haley. I'm sure there's much more things with Bud that I enjoy doing than there's a lot of things. At the moment, I can't think of any. Maybe I can go back to this a little later. With Ray, I enjoyed going when he took the motor home and we went up and did well drilling. You think that's funny, but I got to learn to which, if he was having a hard time or if he was doing, as the well drilling was going well by the sound of the stem and stuff, the way it was hitting and everything. I learned how to crochet that way. Lexi came up one time and stayed in the afternoon for several hours and taught me how to crochet, and I made a baby blanket. There were a lot of things going out to and then going fishing a lot of times when he didn't make me sit in the sun all day long and just about kill me off. But always went with him a lot on weekends and stuff like that. If there wasn't any well drilling at the time being, we'd get to go. But he was usually always busy well drilling. We did go on a nice trip we took Paul with us and went down to Salt Lake, and then cut on across and went over to the Flaming Gorge and up through Jackson Hole and back around. And we had a really good, nice trip that trip. We always had to go to all of his family's graduations from grade school clear through high schools, every one of them, the graduation parties and the Thanksgiving. And when they weren't my house, it was at Ellen's on Thanksgiving. Let's see. In fact, we went to everything, their graduations, their birthday parties, everything but their divorces. We went to the functions that they did. I can't think of any more just offhand. maybe in a later day, if something relates to it, I can think of something far more interesting than that. But right now, I can't.